ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनसुवासया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता मह्यं ददाति स्वापतान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदिनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 Chapter 13, the title of the chapter is Raghuguna Converses with Jada Bharat, text number 24. Today's sloka is like a prose style, so I'll try to read whatever we can. Sri Sukha Uvacha इत्येवम् उत्तरमाता स वै ब्रह्मऋषिसुता सिन्धुपतया आत्मसतत्त्वं विगण्यता परानुभावा परमा करुणिका उपदेशिया रघुगुणेन सकरुणौ अभिवन्दिता चरणा आपूर्णार्णव इव निभृत करणोर्मि आशयो गरिणम् इमा विचार। श्री सुख उवाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड इति एवम् इन दिस वे उत्तरा माता ओ महाराज परीक्षित सन ऑफ मदर उत्तरा सह दट ब्राह्मण वाय इंडी ब्रह्म ऋषि सुता जड भरत द सन ऑफ हाईली एजुकेटेड ब्राह्मण सिंधु पतये अन टू द किंग ऑफ द प्रोविंस ऑफ सिंधु आत्म सतत्वम द एक्चुअल कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल पोजिशन ऑफ द सोल Viganayata, although insulting Jada Bharat, Para Anubhava, who was very exalted in spiritual realization, Parama Karunikataya, by his quality of being very kind to the fallen souls, Upadishya, instructing Rahuganena by King Raghuguna, Sakarunam, piteously, Abhivandita, Abhivandita Charana, whose lotus feet were worshipped, Apurna Arnava Iva, like the full ocean, Nibhruta, completely silenced, Karana of the senses, Urmi, the waves, Ashaya, possessing a heart in which, Dharinim, the earth, Imam, this, Vichachara, continue to roam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, O son of mother Uttara, there were some waves of dissatisfaction in the mind of Jada Bharat due to his being insulted by King Rahugana, who made him carry his palanquin. But Jada Bharat neglected this and his heart again became calm and quiet like an ocean. Although King Rahugana had insulted him, he was a great Paramahamsa. Being a Vaishnava, he was naturally very kind-hearted and therefore told the king about the constitutional position of the soul. He then forgot the insult because King Rahugana pitifully begged pardon at his lotus feet. After this, he began to wander all over the earth just as before. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.21, Kapila Dev describes the symptoms of great personalities. Titikshava Karunika Suhruda Sarvadehinam. A saintly devotee is certainly very tolerant. He is the friend of all living entities and he does not create enemies within the world. A pure devotee has all the qualities of a sadhu. Jada Bharat is an example of this. Due to the material body, his senses were certainly agitated when he was insulted by King Rahugana. But later, due to King's humble submission, Jada Bharat excused him. It is the duty of everyone desiring to return to Godhead to become submissive like King Rahugana and beg pardon of Vaishnavas one may have offended. Vaishnavas are generally very kind-hearted. Therefore, if one immediately submits himself at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, one is immediately cleared of offensive reactions. If one does not do so, the reactions will remain and the results will not be very palatable. So, here, Maharaj, Jada Bharat is continuing his instructions to Rahugana. He's saying, Sukadeva Goswami is summarizing, there were some waves of dissatisfaction in the mind of Jada Bharat due to his being insulted by King Rahugana, who made him carry his palanquin. But Jada Bharat neglected it and his heart again became calm and quiet like an ocean. So this is a very natural situation. He is a very advanced devotee, Jada Bharat, not an ordinary person. He was a very self-realized person, already in the Bhava platform, and then took the body of a deer, and then came to the position of Jada Bharat. So he was not an ordinary person, just affected by all the ups and downs of this material world. But still there was a momentary little bit of a dissatisfaction in the heart of Jada Bharat, as is mentioned here by Sukadeva Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada says that because he was carrying the palanquin, they were King Rahugana's servants, they wanted somebody to carry a palanquin, and he was very hefty and very stout, so I thought maybe this is the best person to carry the palanquin, so he put him to carry the palanquin. But as we all know, he was not carrying the palanquin properly. Why did he not carry the palanquin properly?
Because he entered the floor and he didn't want to.
Yes, yes. This is a quick test will be there all the time. Whatever you are doing, 45 minutes you put on pause. Okay. All your writing. If you are writing in Bhagavatam, that's also you can put a pause. Answer to the Bhagavatam is more important. Okay. So yeah, so that is the reason. No? Because of the ants were crawling, he didn't want to disturb any living entity. So that's when he was put a pause. But Maharaj Raghuguna thought otherwise. What did he thought? What did he think?
He can't walk.
No, this will give opportunity to everyone. No? You should be following. You are always in the class. Okay. Yeah. He was thinking, why this fellow is stout and strong? Why he is not able to carry the palanquin properly? But Raghuguna could not see the ants are crawling on that pathway. So then, because then he started giving, you are a stout, this strong, or you are... all these, some of the things, descriptions he gave. And then Jada Bharat tried to give explanation. And today we are here. He is insulted by Raghuguna, who made him carry the palanquin. But Jada Bharat neglected this, and his heart again became calm and quiet like an ocean. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a sloka. If anyone remember, where there is a ocean, the desires will come into the heart, and then the ocean is not getting disturbed like that. You know, anybody remember the sloka? Yes, Mataji. Yeah, you're already there. Second chapter. Yeah. Apurna. Because that is what... See, when we read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, if you read, there is one word here. Apurna Arnava. Apurna. The same sloka is there in Bhagavad Gita, as Mataji rightly pointed out. 2.70. If you look at that... Actually, this is the way to study Srila Prabhupada's books, actually. Because when there is one word there... And then immediately we can connect this word. Oh, this word Srila Prabhupada has used, or Krishna has used in a different context. So we should be able to relate to that. So I will read this sloka. Very interesting sloka, very connected with this today's sloka. I will read this 2.70. Apuryamanam achalapratishtam samudram apaha pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sasantim apnoti nakamakami. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, not that man who strives to satisfy such desires. Because the ocean is given as an example. It's a very great example. Because there are so many rivers which are entering into the ocean. So the ocean is not getting agitated. Oh, hey, today many rivers have come. Next day, not many rivers are not coming. Ocean is not agitated. Ocean is very happy. Doesn't matter. Just still and quiet. It's just like it knows its limits and it maintains the limit. The same way that for us also, not only for everyone, every devotee, the desires may come into the heart. Desires may come. But what we should do is, we should not immediately immediately we have to satisfy all the desires. No need like that. The desires may come, come and will go. So that's why we don't have to get, and Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, all the vast ocean is always filled with water. It is always, especially during the rainy season, being filled with much more water, but the ocean remains the same, steady. It is not agitated, nor does it cross beyond the limit of its bank. That is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness. This is a person who is fixed in Krishna consciousness. Happiness may come or distress may come. Most of the time the material distress will come. The happiness is very limited. So the distress will come. So we should not get agitated. Yeah, but distress has come, so happiness is on the way. It will come also. Krishna already says that in Bhagavad Gita. Agama payino anitya tam titikshasva bharata. We have to tolerate it. So the person is like a... So that is why here we find in this verse also, even though the Maharaj Raghuguna gave some insulting words, but Jada Bharat, he tolerated it. Okay, it's all right. What can you do? Because it's like he is a self-realized person. He is not in the bodily platform, but still he is in the body. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says here, he still had a little bit of effect on that, but just after that immediately washed off. No problem. Srila Prabhupada very nicely gives this purport where he says, Kapiladev describes the symptoms of great personalities. Titikshava, Karunika, Suhruda, Sarvadehina. It's very... very often quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada. where the qualities of devotees are mentioned. It is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse number 21, where Kapila Dev is talking to Mother Devahuti and about these qualities of a sadhu. Titikshava Karunika Suhruda Sarvadehinam Ajata Satravasanta Sadhava Sadhubhushanam Sadhava Sadhubhushanam. The translation goes like this. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures and all his characteristics are sublime. So this is the symptoms of a sadhu are he is tolerant, titikshava, merciful, karunika, suhrudam sarvadehinam. So does anyone remember? The Suhurdam Sarvadehinam is already coming in another place in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone remember? Hare Krishna, all the pandits here in the front line. Huh? Yes. Because I think you should have beaten Prabhu because you are asking, you are discussing something and Prabhu is quoting that shloka. Bhoktaram Yajyatapa. That is Krishna is saying, I am Suhurat. Bhoktaram Yajyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. These shlokas should be there in our heart always. Huh? Sukhrutam sarva bhutana nyatvamam shantim ritu. This is the peace formula. This is the peace formula. Srila Prabhupada very boldly said, you can't attain peace any other way. Because if you have to attain peace, you have to first understand and bhoktaram yajna tapasam. Who is the bhokta? Who is the enjoyer? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam. Sarva loka maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all the planetary systems. Sarva loka maheshwaram. Suhrut. Suhrut means well-wishing friend. Suhrut means, here, Lord is well-wishing friend. The same way, the devotee of the Lord is also well-wishing friend. It's not like only Lord is well-wishing friend. And the devotee of the Lord is also well-wishing friend. Suhrutam sarva dehinam. Here, Suhrutam sarva dehinam. Ajata shatru. So this is the ajata shatru. No enemy. Enemy is not born. So that type of... So that is why, and Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, a saintly devotee is certainly very tolerant. He is the friend of all living entities and does not create enemies within the world. A pure devotee has all the qualities of a sadhu. Can you think of a devotee, saintly devotee, is very tolerant? Can we in the Shastra? Prahlad Maharaj, anybody else? Anyone else? Hare Krishna? I told you in the beginning only. Please, you are spending only 45 minutes here. Okay, that 45 minutes, if you can be attentive, it will be good. Because I really appreciate whatever you are doing. But these 45 minutes, if you can give your time to listen or answer your question, if you know, then that will be good. Because otherwise, all these question answers, we can be doing a bit later also. So, because this is my humble request. Okay, yes. Anyone else? Dhruva Maharaj was tolerant. How he was tolerant, can you explain? Yes, yeah, when Mother Suruchi, she told, no, like, you can't sit on the father's lap. So he went to forest to have a look at, want to see God. Yeah, anybody else? Parikshit Maharaj, it's wonderful. These people are reading my mind actually. I noted down, yes Prabhu. Haridas Thakur, how he tolerated? Anyone? Marketplaces, 22 marketplaces, you know. That 22 market, that past time, you know, where Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got that Mahaprakash Leela. You know, Haridas, you remember? You were beaten in the 22 marketplaces and at that time I was very angry. I just want to come and I want to kill all these people. But he could not do that. Why? Why he could not do that? Chaitanya Charitamrita, I say, because Haridas Thakur was praying, these people don't know what they are doing. Please forgive them. So this is whose words is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will listen? Because Haridas Thakur is praying, please don't do any harm to them because they don't know what they are doing. See, this is the devotee. And you have forgotten one most important person. You have told all of them. One important person I am thinking in my mind. Ambarish Maharaj. No, even more important. Prabhupada quotes him every left, right, center, everywhere. Anyone? Who is one more personality? In the 11th canto, yes, 11th chapter, last sloka, Prabhupada talks about him. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj just mentioned. Yeah. I was remembering about Jesus Christ.
Yes. Hmm.
Because Jesus Christ, Prabhupada says. See, sometimes people think, you know, like Prabhupada is like a Hindu, this Swami, that Swami. No, Prabhupada is not a Hindu Swami or a Muslim Swami or a Christian Swami. Prabhupada is like he says, you know, like in the 11th, because the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and I think towards the end, he says, Jesus Christ is like he tolerated. And the same purport Prabhupada talks about, there are many examples of in our Vedic history also. What Jesus Christ was saying, the people who crucify him, and he prayed to the Lord, the people don't know what they are doing, and they are putting him into this type of situation, thinking that we will kill Jesus. No. Because this is like this is the mood. The mood of a devotee is very, very tolerant. Very tolerant. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, he is the friend of all living entities, and he does not create enemies within the world. He does not create enemies. But even though other people are inimical to the saint sadhu, we see sometimes the sadhus are also put into difficulty. We see sometimes we have seen now in Russia there is something going on, somewhere like devotees are harassed. All these things are happening. But what is their problem? They want to do well-wishing thing for everyone. Suhrdam sarvadehinam. But this is the thankless world is offering them. Okay, you are doing this thankless task. Okay, now I will put you in the prison. This is the problem. So we have to be very tolerant actually. So here, a pure devotee has all qualities of a sadhu. Jada Bharat is an example of this. Thank you very much. You gave so many other examples in the history of all the great personalities who are there to guiding principles. And we can just look at them. Because she mentioned about Dhruva Maharaj. I was remembering also Dhruva Maharaj in the morning. When Dhruva Maharaj was Dhruva Maharaj's brother. What is Dhruva Maharaj's brother's name? Uttama. Uttama was killed by? Yaksha. What did he do for that? Now you will know whether you are giving class, I am giving class. Most of the time I am asking. But still, I want to keep this conversation. This is like the whole Bhagavad Gita is question and answers, correct? I don't want to just keep on talking like a politician, and keep on talking half an hour and then you all fall asleep. Instead, better ask, at least this is a spot check whether you are still there or you are alive or you are active or something. This is the way to have. Because otherwise, you will be thinking this fellow is class today, he will keep on saying something, and then you will keep on hearing something. Instead of that, let us have this type of lively conversation. Yes, Uttama. So, when Uttama was killed, Dhruva Maharaj got very angry, and then he completely chastised all these yakshas and killed right, left, right, center. It's like a killing spree. He killed so many people. So then what happened? That's what we have to know. That's what the point is.
Then Dhruva Maharaj got angry and he wanted to kill all the others.
Yes, he did. He did also. Most of them he killed. Then after that, what happened? That was the question.
Then somebody came.
Yeah.
Lord Brahma?
Manu. Grandfather. His grandfather came. Manu. He came and he said, Dhruva, enough is enough. Because this is like a... So, and he asked, now you have acted a little bit more than this thing. You should not have done that. Because this is like one yaksha killed your brother, and then you are completely devastating the whole yaksha dynasty. That is not a very appropriate thing to do. So then you said, you go and ask forgiveness from yaksha raja. Who is yaksha raja? Kuvera. In this case, Kuvera. Kuvera. So then he asked for forgiveness. And then, so this is the thing, even though he was a great personality, he could devastate the whole Yaksha dynasty. But when the order came from Manu, his grandfather, then immediately agreed, yes, I have to be tolerant. Okay, because even though I committed something, then I have to become tolerant. So that is the quality. The quality of a devotee is, he's very tolerant and he is very friendly to all the living entities. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, a pure devotee has all the qualities of a sadhu. Prabhupada always quotes this sloka. Esya asti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. What is that sloka? Sarvai gunai stathra samasate sura hara abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorate nasahidavato bahi. This quality, devotee has all the qualities of even devata. All the demigods' qualities are already there in that. This is the beauty. that they actually, yesterday we were discussing, the position of a devata or position of a pure devotee is even greater, lot greater. Devatas are all finished and they will go. But pure devotee of the Lord, his position is even greater than the devata. Greater than the devata. Srila Prabhupada says, due to the material body and senses were certainly agitated when he was insulted by King Raghuguna, but later due to king's humble submission, Jada Bharat excused him. This is the beauty of a sadhu. Sadhu does not keep grudges. Sometimes, like Srila Prabhupada will get angry. Very angry. But after a few minutes, you would not even know that this Prabhupada has chastised me for something. And then after a few minutes, that everything completely back to normal. And then he will try to... Because this is the mood of a devotee. He's not getting angry for himself. If there is some discrepancy of this, there is some thing has to be done, refinement or something, Prabhupada at that time he chastises. And many times, if you notice Prabhupada, especially during the Vyasa Puja time or something, Prabhupada breaks down. He says, you are all sent by my Guru Maharaj. Please do not mind if I criticize you or if I find fault with you. It is my duty as a spiritual master I have to do. And you are sent by my Guru Maharaj for assisting me in the fulfilling his mission. So like that, Prabhupada was so humble, and then he took them like that only. He didn't think that, okay, now I have authority, I have to go and rectify all of it. So, but sometimes Prabhupada took that humble position. Yes, you are sent by Guru Maharaj for assisting me. So you are my Guru Maharaj's representative. That respect Prabhupada gave actually. So... And then he king's humble submission, Jada Bharat excused him. It is the duty of the excusing thing is very important. We also see in the Krishna Leela, we all know Nalakovara Manigriva pastime, Damodar pastime. This is like always a question asked, is a curse or is a blessing? Because Nalakovara and Manigriva was given a curse, apparently a curse by Narada Muni. You stand like a Yamala Arjuna tree in the tree. But when they understood their mistake, their offense, and then they asked forgiveness from Narada Muni, Narada Muni became very, very compassionate and very, very merciful. And then he said, okay, the curse has been given, but there is small detour, or small kind of, what do you say? Some kind of adjustment here. Yes, you will not just like a normal tree standing somewhere in the forest. You will be in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj, and then you will have darshan of Lord Krishna. That's it. That curse is better than 1,000 blessings actually. Because this is so the sadhus are, if sometimes because of the occasional this thing agitation, they may give some. But Narada Muni is not like that. Narada Muni from the very beginning only he wanted to bless them only. So in that context, he gave a blessing so that he can have darshan of Krishna and then get mercy of Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, you want to say something?
In the stadium, Prabhupada, there were no flowers. Prabhupada was very angry. How can you do puja without flowers? And then later on, after this time, he was very
angry. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I remember one incident. Prabhupada said, Pushpana, somebody became Pushpana, I think something, because Prabhupada is asking for Pushpa, somebody thought maybe, at that time, anyway, devotees were also very young and may not know all the intricacies of, because Sanskrit, this and that, at that context, what Srila Prabhupada is asking, they may not know. So Prabhupada was very tolerant. See, this way, we can see all the qualities, whatever the great personalities you mentioned, it is already there in Prabhupada also. So tolerant, spiritual master, cooking for the disciple, washing the vessels for the disciple, putting the bed and taking the bed out for the disciple. Can you ever see anybody more tolerant than this? Sometimes our father and mother also, sometimes I say, look, you are old enough, you should look after your things. But Prabhupada, at that time, he was more than 70. All these people who come, and they will drop everything and go. And Srila Prabhupada used to sit and watch. And one day Prabhupada was feeling like I wish if I get some help or something. Prabhupada said, immediately Krishna fulfilled. There is one person standing there. And I thought, I want to give a hand. See, this Krishna is just Prabhupada thought only. You know, Prabhupada thought, you know, like, because 70 years, he's also sometimes, you know, the tiredness. You know, so Prabhupada thought little bit only. So immediately Krishna fulfilled that desire. Yeah, one person came, yeah, I want to give a hand. So this is the kind reciprocation of Krishna. Krishna, how Krishna is. That is why we can have only one thing we can do in spiritual life. And even remember what we can do, only one thing in spiritual life. No, chant is okay, that is alright, that is next thing. Desire, we can just desire, that's it. You can desire and then Krishna will fulfill.
Determination.
Yeah, you have to have determination or desire. You can just have desire. If you desire, then Krishna will make all the arrangements. All the arrangement Krishna will make. Why? Because Krishna is just looking for an opportunity. Because how this living entity can come back to me? And then living entity makes one small step and then Krishna immediately magnifies, oh, you desired, then immediately I will give you all the facility so that you can come back to me. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna makes the arrangement. So that is why we have to just desire. Yes, that is the only capacity we have. We can't do anything. Everything, whatever we have to do, we have to have Krishna's mercy. We have to do anything. Cooking or cleaning or washing, distributing, everything. We have to give Krishna's grace has to be there. Krishna's mercy has to be there. Krishna only has to give independence, intelligence. Krishna only gives forgetfulness. Krishna only gives knowledge. Everything Krishna only gives. So, based on our desire. So, that is why the desire has to be purified. The desire has to be purified. How we can engage ourselves in the service of Krishna. That is why the definition of bhakti. What is the definition of pure bhakti? Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena Krishna anusir. Anukulena. Because not like a kamsa. Anukula, not pratikula. Anukulena Krishna anusilena bhakti uttama. The same way, another way verse it says, the sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti uttama. That is also uttama bhakti. So, senses are there and the desires are there. And if you purify the senses, purify the desires, then that becomes, engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, then that becomes uttama bhakti. So that is what we have to aim for. That is what we are here. The whole aim of our human life is how to purify our desire. Our desire is not to kill the desires. The Buddhist philosophy says, desire is the cause of sorrow. So what can I do? Get rid of the desires. That's not possible. You can't get rid of the desire. And see, one microsecond only, you can't keep away. Keep on doing something you have to do. You can't just one second also, you can't stay without doing anything. No, next second you will do something. So, but only thing is how we can purify the desire. So that way, that can be engaged in Krishna's service. And then here, Srila Prabhupada says, it is the duty of everyone desiring to return to Godhead to become submissive like King Raghuguna and beg pardon of the Vaishnavas one may have offended. So Prabhupada says, it is the duty of everyone desiring to return to Godhead. Is that the desire for everyone? Correct, no? It's not only one Prabhu's desire, other Prabhu's desire, other Mataji's desire. Everybody's desire. Why we are here? The fact that we are here, that we all want to go back home, back to Godhead. We don't want to come back to this material world. Punarjanma na vidyate. Correct? For that's the purpose we are here. Oh, so while doing the purpose, we have to become submissive and beg pardon of Vaishnavas one may have offended. So this is a big thing. Because while performing devotional service, so we may also commit some offenses, some mistakes, some things we may do. Banu Maharaj, when he was giving a small this thing, this association with devotees is like a honey bee, like sometimes you get nectar, you get honey, and sometimes you get the biting also, like the honey bee also bites also. You have to be careful. So the bite, again, the devotees' business is not like they don't bite or anything like the honey bee, because sometimes as a part of the service, they may have to say something. As authority has to say something, has to correct something. We have to take in that particular mood, not just why you are doing that. No, if somebody is a father, it's a duty to correct. If the father doesn't correct, then that is his problem. Not that, okay, immediately everybody comes and corrects everyone. Does not work also that way. So if you have the adhikar, then you have to correct. Sometimes, that's why sometimes the spiritual masters, if they don't have the adhikar to correct you, they may not correct you also. You should be very careful. Not that, oh, it's not corrected me means I am doing whatever I am doing all right. Not like that. You have to be very careful. The adhikar has to be there, then only they will correct you. Because otherwise it doesn't work like that. So you have to become submissive and beg pardon of Vaishnavas one may have offended. And Vaishnavas are generally very kind-hearted. This is generally, Vaishnavas are very general. Well, that's why every day we pray, na? Panchakalpa taru bhescha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So we pray to all the Vaishnavas. Because sometimes we knowingly, unknowingly, we commit offenses. Knowing offenses, unknowing offenses, so many things are there. So it is better to take that mood of submissive mood and then ask for forgiveness. And then Vaishnavas are generally very kind-hearted. Therefore, if one immediately submits himself at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, one is immediately cleared of offensive reaction. Immediately. Yes, that is why we don't want to keep grudges. Oh, you did this on 1977, you did something like that, and then I'm going to keep on meditating on this. No? What is the use actually? You will be finished and the person also will be, then both of you again you take birth and then you have to fight each other. No? Why do you want to do that? Just, yes, that is why the devotee's position is like tattenu kambam susumikshamana. The position is, whatever comes, the devotee thinks like, actually I should be suffering more. And Krishna has given me only a token reaction. That is what the mood of the devotee. Mood. Devotee does not think that, why these things are come to me? Why these problems are given to me? No, it doesn't think like that. Actually, for my karma, I should suffer more. But because I am engaged in devotional service, Krishna has given me only a token reaction only. If you have to go, you have to go. Because you have other commitments. So that's why I told you beginning, you have only 45 minutes there. And then whatever your attention will be very much. Because after that, you have other study commitments will be there. So please continue with that. No problem. Yeah. So this Prabhupada says here, one submits himself at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, one is immediately cleared of offensive reaction. If one does not do so, the reactions will remain. So this is the problem. The reactions will remain, and then we have to come back again, and then we have to fix all these things. Why to take that risk? That's why better not to commit any offenses. Okay. But that is the ideal thing. Ideal situation is not to commit any offenses. That's very difficult. Because in the association of devotees, sometimes things will be taken granted, and the people will be taken granted, and some things will happen. It's not easy. It's not very easy to not to commit offense. But we have to understand, yes, if we do commit offenses, knowingly or unknowingly, better ask. If we were offended, we can ask for forgiveness, and then please pray, sorry Prabhu, this is the situation, Mataji, this is what happened. And better that way, we can finish the matter then and there, not to keep on dragging for eons, decades, we keep on meditating on the offenses. We have so many other things to meditate on, and if the time of passing away, if these things come, then what will the this thing? And Srila Prabhupada, so humble, in the last pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, he said, he prayed to his God brothers, in the whole preaching exercise, I might have spoken harshly at you, or I might have said something, because it happens, because some point come, sometime you have to give a harsh reply, so please forgive me. Prabhupada, he doesn't have to ask forgiveness. He's a Uttama, Mahabhavat type of devotee. But even at that time, he said, please, he asked forgiveness from his God brother. He's setting an example how one should be kind of in the mood of asking forgiveness from people, actually. And we all know the pastime, Rupa Goswami pastime, because where Rupa Goswami Maharaj also mentioned when he was here. Rupa Goswami, one day he was reading something under that pastime, the Radha Krishna pastime, and that pastime was so interesting, he was laughing. And when he was laughing, there was one person, Vaishnava, one devotee, whose leg has some problem or some lame person or something. He was going, and then he thought, why this person is laughing? And then he just went away like that. And after that, Rupa Goswami realized his taste, the ruchi for chanting is a little bit reduced. This is Rupa Goswami, not ordinary person. It's not like a person who started his devotional service and the ruchi is diminished or something. But Rupa Goswami, so immediately he went to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, yes, if you have, it's happening something like that, that means you might have committed a Vaishnava Aparadha. Rupa Goswami, how can he commit a Vaishnava Aparadha? But still, no, you might have done something, that is why. So then he said, what is it? You feed, you invite all the Vaishnavas, you feed the prasadam to all the Vaishnavas. Then they, if they give forgiveness, then it will happen. No, so then we said, he started inviting. One person did come. One person didn't come, no? Because when Rupa Goswami had the feast. No? So then he said, oh, that is the person, he didn't come. So you go and explain the situation, seek forgiveness from him. Then things became normal. So we can understand a personality like Rupa Goswami, such an elevated Vaishnava, even that person, he didn't do offense knowingly also. He was thinking of the pastime and he was laughing. But the other person, he thought something else. Even that can, this is not like a, not meant to be an offense only. But that can happen. Then what to think of ourselves, and knowingly fighting this thing, that thing, and all these other manovakaya. There's three things are there. The mind, in the words, and in the deeds, action. So that we have to be very careful. So Srila Prabhupada concludes that if one does not do so, the reactions will remain and the results will not be very palatable. Very palatable. Because this is the problem. Then Vaishnava Prad is considered, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, is Hati Mata, mad elephant offense. So the devotional life will be kind of completely devastated. Because if you keep on committing offenses, then that will block that devotion, block the mercy of Krishna. And then Krishna is not very happy. So we know in the pastime of Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj, how Durvasa Muni could go, he was such a great powerful yogi, he could go to Brahmaloka, he could go to Shivaloka, and even he would go to Vaikuntha, and he can have darshan of Lord Vishnu. Can you imagine what kind of personality he is? He could go there. But even at that time also, Lord Vishnu said, my dear Brahmana, the best course of action for you, go and fall at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish. If Maharaj Ambarish forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra is going to leave you. Otherwise, he's not going to. So that is such an intimate relationship between a devotee. And that is why Vaishnavas are very, very dear. Because Vaishnavas, why they are dear? Because they are serving the Lord. They have completely dedicated everything in the service of the Lord. That is why Vaishnavas are very, very dear to the Lord. And Lord reciprocates with that. Vishnu, what is the difficulty for Lord Vishnu to retract this Sudarshan Chakra? It is just 1 second he could have done that. But he didn't do. Why? Because he wanted to give the example like, no, if you have offended a Vaishnava, the best course of action is ask forgiveness from him. Not just like a go to Vishnu and then ask for, please relieve me from the Sudarshan Chakra. That won't work like that. So that is why even the deity worship also, even the dealings with every day before we take rest, we just pray for all the offenses, knowingly, unknowingly, jnatva, agyatva. Every time there's so many offenses are committed. Sometimes knowingly, at least unknowingly offenses are committed. Knowingly at least we should try to avoid this type of situation. So that why to create a situation, then after that rectify the situation. Before that only we try to avoid that situation, that will be better. So like this, Srimad Bhagavatam, this each and every, see, this is only one sloka. Srila Prabhupada has packed so many things, you know, like so many points, so many things for our betterment. So like that, we just take an opportunity to read one sloka, even one sloka we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, here whole spiritual life is covered here actually. That is why Srila Prabhupada is more merciful. Like Krishna says in the 18th chapter only, surrender unto me. But in Prabhupada, the first sloka only, you surrender to Krishna in the first sloka only. Why? Because Prabhupada is very concerned whether this fellow will sit there and he will read all the 18 chapters and he will come to the right conclusion. So Prabhupada, okay, at least you have come for the first time, at least first sloka you read, immediately I will give you the complete conclusion. That way you will not miss anything. So this is a compassion. Prabhupada's compassion is so much that he does not want anything to be left to the chance. You came once, at least you are sitting here, immediately I will give you the full conclusion. So that is the greatness. So like this, we have to we have to do the same thing. That way, you know, we have to, Prabhupada had so much compassion, and we have to exhibit some compassion towards the other way. Then only this is the small thing which we can do for Prabhupada. We can't repay, but at least in a small act of gratitude. Act of gratitude is like, this is like, yaitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhakti mayi param kritva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. This is one of my favorite verse, because sometimes if you wonder any class, you are always keeping telling this verse only because I am attached to this verse, because Krishna says that if you try to do some work for him, he is saying you will come back to me without fail. Krishna makes this guarantee for us actually. You try to do some work, some preaching work on his behalf, the Krishna becomes very, very attached to the devotee. So we should all become, do something for Krishna. Doesn't matter, this is big or small, that is only a matter of detail only. The squirrel also did little bit for Ram and then got the mercy. Anumanji was throwing boulders, squirrel was taking only sand, a little bit of sand, he got the mercy. Same way, we can also do whatever little that get the mercy of Krishna, and then we can go to our final destination. So I'll stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, Prabhupada is encyclopedia.
Yeah?
Encyclopedia.
Yes.
He gives everything.
Yes.
We don't
want to hear. Yes. That's true. That is the thing. We have to. Paramatma is also giving directions for everyone. But if we can put into the pause or in the silent mode, then Paramatma will not, he will keep on giving. As you develop more and more attraction, then Paramatma will give. But sometimes we are very, very, this thing, put the Paramatma into silence mode, no? Like silent mode. No? We put the Paramatma into silent mode. Then it becomes, Krishna, what can Paramatma can do? Because he is giving instruction, but you are not ready to listen. So what can you do? So, yes. You want to say something?
My question,
Hare Krishna. Maharaj yesterday asked you, how do you know this is a nice class, correct? You asked. Yes, yes.
My question is, you said that bhakti is unmotivated and selfless, but you see, in
Draupadi's
case, she called out to Krishna for her own protection.
Yeah. So, yeah, see, she called, because, see, it's very interesting. Draupadi, she originally she thought that the king is there, he is going to protect, and all the, my husbands are there, they will protect. Bhishma is there, all these persons, nobody could protect, and she thought, I will protect myself. So that means Draupadi's surrender is, yes, as a lady, as a mother, she, her this chastity is very important. Like, see, somebody is trying to disrobe her, there is nothing harm in asking like a protection, because protection from the Lord, and that is why how she asked protection finally, hey Govinda. So when she said, I am helpless, I am not, like, I don't have anyone to help me, Krishna, you are the only protector. So there is a then Krishna says, what Krishna said for that, Draupadi, your one call, I am eternally indebted to you. So not just like, she, it's not a material desire. One call without any motivation, without, even though, yeah, as a lady, she has to protect her, this thing, he is disrobing. So that is nothing wrong in that. But when she said, Krishna said, I am one call, I am eternally indebted to you. So that means how serious or how sincere the call should be to Krishna to call that call as eternally indebted. So that is the, we wish we also call to Krishna like that. But our problem is, we have some, I have this insurance, that insurance, this cover, that cover. But still Krishna, anyway, just in case, please cover me. Like that, our problem is like that only. We have so many covers, so many things to protect. And then Krishna, by any of that fails, Krishna, you please look after. No? Like if that, so that is like, it's not like a full surrender. We are like, we are trying to surrender. We are in the path of surrender. We are not full surrender. But Draupadi's case is very exalted position, where she surrendered completely. She didn't have anything to do, and then raised her hands, and that said, Krishna, you are the only protector. That mood is very, very appreciated by all the acharyas and the Lord Krishna himself. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
If I offend Vaishnavas, you can seek for forgiveness. If it is not devotee, I have to have no idea.
Actually, ideally, we should not even offend anyone, actually. Unnecessary.
Unknowingly,
then that is when we have to ask for forgiveness. Because sometimes you can't go in the Flinders Street keeping all forgiveness from everyone. Please forgive me, please forgive me. We can't do that. But that's when we have to get into the habit of not to have a judging mood or offensive mood. So they are doing their things. Like in the Mahabharata, because that is a very Mahabharata platform. We can't be like that also. For preaching purposes, you have to discriminate. Some discrimination has to be there. Oh, this person is favorable, this person is not favorable. So sometimes you have to avoid people also. That is also intelligence. See, avoiding people is sometimes these people is very inimical. So you can give him some prasadam only. He may not go beyond that. So then we have to be intelligent. So devotees should be very, very intelligent. So that's why preaching is not static. Normally they say it's ecstatic. Preaching is ecstatic and preaching is also very dynamic. According to the place, time, place and circumstances you have to act. Sometimes you go and say something which may be very inappropriate in a place. We should not be saying that actually. And we should present in such a way that it is the person takes it in the right perspective actually. So that comes as we go, as we make mistakes. But we have to pray to the Krishna, Krishna, please. Because sometimes you don't know which you are all offending. That is why we ask for a prayer, Shamaswa Madhusudana. We pray to Krishna for forgive all these offenses, knowingly, unknowingly. While walking also, we are killing so many of these things. What can we do? So, please forgive me for all these things. So that we have to get the practice. And knowingly, first we should know, knowingly we should not do. Then we'll come to unknowingly later. First, knowing things, if you reduce, then unknowing things also will help in reducing that also.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.